Hi, everyone. We're back in the studio with our youth WOOC correspondents, Aaron Pinder and Ariana Young. And they're going to be talking about this time of year. So welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
How are you?
Staying blessed.
Good. Living healthy, all that good stuff.
So what are the sacrifices that the adults in your family are facing as they're getting ready for the holidays?
I would say, like, my parents, you know, putting in extra hours in work, coming in early, going back out, you know, late, just to provide for me and my three siblings. How are you, Aaron?
Well, like Armin said, that my mom have worked, like, two jobs and, like, extra hours and stuff to make us have, like, a good Christmas and stuff, yeah.
So, in your mind, what are some of the ways that the concept of holiday spirit, you know, we have people this time of year who are giving more to charities, to toy drives, to clothing drives, to food drives. So in your mind, what are some of the ways that the whole idea of holiday spirit could be extended throughout the year? That this could be a year-long, 24/7, 365 way of life.
Well, I would say I understand the whole donation because around the holidays, but I don't understand, like, why people can't, you know, donate and give out to people in the middle of the year. Like, why does it have to only be around holidays, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving? Like, what about, you know, like, during the year and stuff? What would you like to say?
I like what Armin, like, said about the donation stuff. Well, we still got to understand that, you know, people who want to donate stuff can't always do it because, you know, they have their family they got to take care of, make them have a good Christmas and stuff. So, just gotta, like, think of both sides.
Right. And if you could get human beings to think, if you could get human beings to think about something during the holiday season that they're not necessarily thinking about, what would you want people to be thinking about this time of year?
It's not all about receiving, you know, and it's also not all about just, like, giving, giving, giving. But, you know, just being thankful for, you know, living another day and having your family being healthy and things along those lines. It's not all about the presents or, you know, the materialistic things in life.
Yes. Just appreciate your family, people who, like, done stuff for you, make, like, going through, like, into 2018 and just, like, living another year and seeing another Christmas in 2018, you know, appreciating the people that are already done stuff for you.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate that you've been on this show throughout the fall. Mm-hmm. You've been an integral part of the youth voices on WOOC. You're some of the only youth that we've had on. We've also had on some students from School 12, but we're very proud of you. So thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We also have Lauren Wilson here, another student from Troy and another WOOC intern. And we also have Trayvon Votrin, who is our youngest intern ever at the Sanctuary. We want to ask you the same questions, and then Trey is going to give us the youth community calendar. So, Lauren and Trey, what are the sacrifices that the adults in your family are facing as they're getting ready for the holidays?
Well, I feel like it's, like, longer work hours because, like, our parents have to work to get us what we want. You know, like, some of our parents struggle. Like, my mom, I know she works a lot, and then she has to come home to make sure that we get what we want. And also, and when she comes home, it's like she just makes dinner and then she's exhausted because she's trying to make sure we have everything and that we're good. So, like, I feel like I would be, like, that's what are the sacrifices, just, like, time and, yeah, time, basically.
And what does she put together for the holidays? What's going on over the next few weeks for you?
Well, my mom, since, like, my grandmother has passed, my mom's actually, like, she's doing Christmas, too. And, like, we celebrate Kwanzaa. So it's, like, a whole, it's 8 days plus Christmas is, like, a new adjustment for us. Because we usually celebrate it with our grandmother. And then my mom, does the Kwanzaa. But it's, like, we just added on another tradition. And it's, like, sort of been hard. But, like, I feel like now we're just, like, progressing from it.
And Trey, how about for you? What are some of the sacrifices that the adults in your family are facing as they're getting ready for the holidays?
My mom has to start working two jobs and, like, just to make enough to make us like a good meal for Christmas, and to make us like to get us the stuff that we need. Not really like the stuff that we need, like it's really like the stuff that we want, because we don't really need like all these toys, TVs, phones. Like, we want those things.
I don't know if this is the revelation of a precious vision, but would you tell us some of the things that you want?
I want an Xbox, but I want an Xbox One S.
I'll have to research what the One S means, but sounds good. Sounds really good. And same question that we asked Ariana and Aaron, what are some of the ways that holiday spirit could be extended throughout the year? Joseph's House in downtown Troy talks about how people think that, you know, the homeless at this time of year, they need more shelter. Really, homeless people need more provisions in the summertime. So how could we extend the spirit of generosity that comes out at this time with clothing drives, food drives, to be a 365 way of life?
I would say don't just, like, because people mostly think about, like, the biggest major holidays, like Thanksgiving and Christmas, but you can also, like, donate, like a couple dollars, like, every month, every week, every day, whatever is comfortable for you. Or you can donate, like, clothes, kind of, like, food and stuff to actually, like, help those in need, because if you put yourself in your in their shoes, you wouldn't like if like people aren't helping you.
Do you agree, Lauren?
Yeah, I actually feel like that the holiday spirit could be like it could be extended throughout the year by like people just thinking about the thought instead of like just not the value, not only the value of like gifts. Like, people just buy gifts and feel like, oh, because this is worth this much, they should be grateful. Like, okay, we should be grateful for the amount of money you spent, because like an expensive gift, like, worth a lot, you know. But like, just people in general, just some people might not have that amount of money, and like kids, they draw pictures for their parents. And I know like some parents who like struggle would be, or just people in general who struggle would be grateful for their children just giving the thought, or someone like their friends or family just giving thought. And it's like, why does it always have to be like about materials?
Well, speaking of gifts, I feel like you've given the community at the sanctuary, Lauren and Trey, a huge amount of gifts this year. So thank you. I mean, you've shared with us as not only WOOC interns, but also members of Uptown Summer making the documentary Echoes from Lock One. You shared your poetry. I have visions of 2017 and Trey picking up things on the beach and doing high resolution scans for environmental research, and Lauren's writing. So I feel like your families must be very proud of those gifts that you've given to the community, to the Troy community and the wider community. So thank you.
Welcome.
You're welcome. And it was nice being here.
And we have now a community calendar of youth events from Troy.
On Saturday, December 16th, come down to Stuff a Stocking, located at the Troy Church of Christ, where kids of all ages can get free toys, crafts, candy, and so much more. This event will be located at 185 Main Ave, Winanskill, New York, 12198. Don't forget to come down to Snuffle Vision Photography Shop to watch a free movie for kids, located at 111 102nd Street, Troy, New York, 12182.
And let's not forget the ultimate family-friendly event that's happening right here at the Sanctuary on Saturday. Are you coming? Trey and Lauren, are you coming to the North Troy Holiday Justice and Peace Party on Saturday?
I'm coming.
Yeah? You should try.
Well, I have actually, like, this RPI thing, but I'm actually hoping to come afterwards because I've already promised John. Yes, I did. But, yeah.
Excellent. So tons of free food. Everyone's welcome. Free family portraits. Troy Bike Rescue Bike Giveaway. It's going to be a good time. Thank you.